In this tutorial, we will review core measure number 4 of Meaningful Use Stage 2. The objective for core measure number 4 requires that the eligible provider record vital signs for over 80% of all patients seen during the reporting period. To meet the criteria for this measure, over 80% of all unique patients seen must have their height and weight recorded as structured data, and any patient 3 years of age or older must have a blood pressure recorded as well. This measure also requires that the patient's body mass index is calculated and displayed at the vitals screen, and that all patients up to 20 years of age have a growth chart plotted and displayed. The measure also requires that the patient's body mass index is calculated and displayed at the vitals screen, and that all patients up to 20 years of age have a growth chart plotted and displayed. The measure uses the term unique patient to explain that even if the same patient is seen by the eligible provider multiple times during the reporting period, that patient will only be included once in the report. There are several variations of exclusions that an eligible provider can claim for the vital signs measure. If the eligible provider does not see any patients 3 years of age or older,
during the reporting period, the provider can be excluded from reporting the blood pressure vital sign for the measure.
If the eligible provider does not see any patients that are 3 years of age or older during the reporting period, the provider can be excluded from reporting the blood pressure vital sign for the measure. If the eligible provider proves that the vital signs height, weight, and blood pressure have no relevance to their scope of practice, then that provider can be excluded from the C4 vital signs measure entirely. If the eligible provider proves that the vital signs, height, weight, and blood pressure have no relevance to their scope of practice, then that provider can be excluded from the C4 vital signs measure entirely. Alternatively, if the provider believes that height and weight are relevant to their scope of practice, but proves that blood... Alternatively, if the provider believes that height and weight are relevant to their scope of practice, but proves that recording blood pressure is irrelevant, the provider can be excluded from reporting the blood pressure vital sign.
If the provider believes that height and weight are relevant to their scope of practice, but proves that recording blood pressure is irrelevant, the provider can again be excluded from reporting the blood pressure vital sign. Finally, if the eligible provider can prove that height and weight...
But believe that blood pressure is pertinent,
the provider can be excluded from reporting height and weight for the measure. Finally, if the eligible provider can prove that height and weight measurements are irrelevant to their scope of practice, but believe that blood pressure is pertinent, the provider can be excluded from reporting height and weight for the measure. The provider can be excluded from reporting height and weight for the measure. The provider can be excluded from reporting height and weight for the measure. In MedEnt, a patient is considered seen during the reporting period when their e-superbill has an appointment status of patient seen or closed. When you access the patient's e-superbill, When you access the patient's e-superbill, the vital signs measure report will primarily be looking at the doctor number in the performing doctor field. However, if the doctor in this field is not set as a physician, physician's assistant, or nurse practitioner in the doctor master file, then the report will look at the doctor number in the supervising doctor field. If the provider in the performing doctor field has the nurse non-eligible provider flag set to yes in the doctor master file, the patient will be excluded from reporting. When you access the vital signs area of the patient's chart, all of their recorded vitals information will be organized by the date that they were recorded. When you access the vital signs area of the patient's chart, On the button line at the top of the screen, there are links to access different charts and graphs that will automatically be updated as vital signs are recorded. Clicking the Growth Chart button will allow you to access several different types of growth charts based on the vital signs that have been entered for the patient. It is important to remember that growth charts must be displayed and include BMI for all patients up to the age of 20 years old. Back at the vital screen, you can record a new set of vital signs by clicking the new button on the button line at the bottom of the listing. At this screen, you can record all of the necessary vital signs, including the patient's blood pressure, height, and weight. After the patient's height and weight have been entered, the BMI and BMI percentage fields will automatically calculate the patient's body mass index. If any of the required vital signs for the measure are not currently available in the vital signs area of the patient's chart, it is important that you update this area before eligible providers begin vital signs reporting. It is important that you update this area before eligible providers begin their vital before the eligible providers begin their vital signs reporting. It is important that you update this area before the eligible providers begin their vital signs reporting. To access the vital signs setup screen, click the Medical Records button in the top left corner of the main menu. To access the vital signs setup screen, click the Medical Records button in the top left corner of the main menu. At the Medical Records screen, click the Medical Records Setup button, and when the Setup screen appears, click the Vital Signs link next to the Vital Signs Setup button. And when the Setup screen appears, click the Vital Signs link next to the Vital Signs Setup button. At the Vital Signs Setup screen, any of the items in the Selected field will display the At the Vital Signs Setup screen, any of the items in the Selected field will display in the Vital Signs area of the patient's chart. At the Vital Signs Setup screen, any of the items in the Selected field will display in the Vital Signs area of the patient's chart. You can add additional items to the Selected column by clicking over the item in the Available field. You can add additional items to the Selected column by clicking over the item in the Available field. When the item is highlighted in the Selected field, you can adjust its placement by clicking the Move Up or Move Down buttons. When the item is highlighted in the Selected field, you can adjust its placement by clicking the Move Up or Move Down buttons. It is important to remember that body mass index. It is important to remember that body mass index must be displayed in the vitals area of the chart in order to meet the requirements for the measure. It is important to remember that body mass index must be displayed in the vitals area of the chart in order to meet the requirements of the measure. It is important to remember that body mass index. It is important to remember that body mass index. It is important to remember that body mass index must be displayed in the vital area. Must be displayed in the vitals area of the chart in order to meet the requirements of the measure. When the eligible provider has recorded the required vitals for over 80% of all patients seen in the reporting period, the vital sign measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. When the eligible provider has recorded the required vitals for over 80% of all patients seen in the reporting period, when the eligible provider has recorded the required vitals for over 80% of all patients seen during the reporting period, the vital signs measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. The vital signs measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use dashboard. For more information on the C4 vital signs measure, you can access the MedEd manual directly from the Meaningful Use dashboard by clicking on the vital signs div, and when the pop-up appears, select Access MedEd manual. For more information on the C4 vital signs measure, you can access the MedEd manual directly from the Meaningful Use dashboard by clicking on the vital signs div, and when the pop-up appears, select Access MedEd manual. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 vital signs measure video tutorial. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 vital signs measure video tutorial. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 vital signs measure video tutorial.